For nearly 40 years, Loon Watch has rallied citizen scientists to monitor the common loon population in Wisconsin. Researchers are concerned about the bird. They consider it a sentinel of wildlife, navigating sometimes teetering habitats. Judith and John Bloom are among 350 Wisconsin volunteers who religiously monitor loon activity. Judith vividly remembers the first time she experienced the loon's haunting call.
It was in 1969 in Algonquin Park in Ontario, and I remember hearing them. This is really windy, isn't it, honey?
John Bloom is navigating the couple's sturdy fishing boat. Once a week, like clockwork, they, along with their dog Belle, survey the 3,400 meandering aquatic acres of Tomahawk Lake. This is a windy morning, not the conditions under which they normally work. Judith says they perform their 3.5-hour ritual in calmer waters.
We take the same route every single time in the same direction. You're trying to account the territorial pairs, but also the floaters, you know, the extra loons that aren't with a mate. And we have a lot on this lake. They're just hanging out, and I don't want to double count any.
This year, six pairs populate Tomahawk, four of them nested. The Bloom's monitoring season starts with the loon's arrival, as soon as the ice goes out.
So that you can see how many nest attempts they make, you know, as opposed to coming up in July and, you know, seeing the chick already hatched.
Judith does more than counting. She has helped scientists tag birds by slipping colorful plastic bands around their legs. Volunteers have helped researchers discover a lot about loons, including their unique personalities.
Some of them are very friendly, happy to have you right by them. Others are skittish and they'll dive. They'll try to elude you. We try not to get too close.
Judith attempts to remain dispassionate, but a sense of ownership slips out when she describes the loon pair whose territory lies closest to the Bloom's shoreline home.
Our pair is the same male that since 2008. And that male, interestingly enough, was hatched on Lake Mildred, 10 miles from here.
There are threats to the common loon's survival, including humans, whose living and playing on lakes encroach on habitat. Loons are subject to contaminant exposure and disease. And this spring, a black fly infestation prevented many from hatching chicks. John Bloom wants to show me a successful breeding pair, so he steers toward calmer waters and a minute island. Judith calls it a prized nest site.
Because the eagles can't get at that nest. So now we're literally going to go sweep this territory to find the chick for you.
An hour-long search ensues.
You want to go back to the calm side?
We are wave-splashed and on the verge of giving up when suddenly we hear a loon call. Then spot an eagle high above in a towering white pine. The majestic creature tops the loon predator list. Judith scans the horizon. A look of concern crosses her face.
God, I hope they haven't got the chick.
Suddenly, she spots the second adult loon and a ball of downy fluff. Judith watches, giddy with discovery, as the chick, little more than 2 pounds of loon, dives. When it surfaces, an adult serves the chick a bit of fish. All told, Judith says, the loon family will consume up to 400 pounds of fish this summer.
It's a lot, and that's one of the reasons why they're territorial, is they need to have enough.
She is transfixed, watching the adult deliver more fish to its chick. She scribbles notes in her log before we reluctantly swing back toward the dock.
I mean, they're fine, but...
Judith says the family functions very much as a team until migration time arrives.
Both parents are still very much participating. All the way through.
The common loon's ritual nesting on northern Wisconsin lakes, their elusive presence and haunting calls across their waters have come to symbolize wilderness and nature for many. Conservationists hope that human-to-loon connection will help foster air and water policy to protect aquatic habitats on which ecosystems and layers of species depend. Loon rangers Judith and John Bloom's attention remains riveted on their habitat. They'll continue cruising Tomahawk Lake until autumn, when first parents, then their young, migrate south. The couple will pick up their log and binoculars again early next spring as a new nesting cycle begins. Susan Bunce, 89.7, WUWM.
See the chick right in the middle? The chick is diving too, the chick dove. Just now it's up.